主题就是说要从他们当中选出七个人来管理有关饭食的事情。
So the apostles decide to seek out from among them seven men of good reputation.
那虽然他们的工作是为了管饭食啊，但是我们看到那个属灵条件却要求很严格。
Even though they were merely in charge of the daily distribution of things, the spiritual requirement is high.
啊，要大有信心。要圣灵充满
they must be filled with the Holy Spirit and they must be men of good faith
啊，要有好名声
and they must be men of good reputation
都不是说啊，哇，他很会煮饭或者很会事务上的管理而是都是要求属灵上的一些条件
when one person, one member is gifted in this operational side of things he or she must also be highly spiritual
虽然看起来好像是一些事务性的一些事情但是因为这个会影响到属灵的事工。
Even though this may look like only a in terms of matter pertaining to the secular side,
but 那我们看到说啊，有时候在厨房里面，有时候在厨房里面工作。
For example, if you're working in the kitchen.
啊，有的人可以一起同工做得很好，但是有时候也有一些人却没有办法合作啊，为着煮饭的事情也会吵起来。
We know that there are many kitchen politics going around, so one must learn how to get along with one another.
所以在教会里面呢、啊，要从事各样的工作啊，都不能够光从啊，这是事务性的工作，而是都要从属灵上啊来看这个问题。
To carry out the work in the church, you must have a spiritual side of things in order to carry out the operational side.
所以有的人认为说啊，一些事务性的工作啊，就找一些专业的人来做就好了。
We have this concept that in order to carry out the operation side of things, we look for people gifted in that particular duty.
但事实上，在教会里面，我觉得不是这样。
However, in the actual fact, that will not work in the church.
啊。我在三年前呢、啊，被选为联总的财务负责。
Three years ago, I was elected to be the financial officer of IA.
那一开始的时候，我是有点拒绝。
In the beginning, I was trying to reject this.
因为我觉得说，一个传道者去管财务好像很不对劲。
Because I feel that as a preacher, it's not advisable for me to come near
money. 所以我连续写了好几封信啊，向联总辞职。
I tried to raise several reasons in order to decline this position.
除了一年啊，吃不掉。
But after 1 year, everything come to no avail.
所以第二年就勉强接受。
During the second year, I was compelled to take up this position.
在这一段时间当中啊
，Over this period of time,
啊，觉得说啊，这个财务的工作啊，应该从道理上啊来看这个问题。
I felt that all the financial problems or matters has to be solved from the biblical perspective.
因为教会里面的财务不只是单纯的专业的问题。
Church financial matters is not something that is very simple.
那所以我回想一下我们联合总会成立以后的历任财务负责人。
As I look back, since the inception of the financial advisory from the IA,
啊，第一位是郭顺明长老。
We know that the first financial officer was Elder Kuo.
啊，第二位就是林崇道长老。
And the second financial affairs person is Elder
Chin. 第三位是杨柱贤长老。
And the third.
他们都是事业家。
Elder Chin. And we know that they are specialized in that field.
但是他们在属灵上都有很好的造就。
But we also know that they are highly furnished also in the spiritual
side. 也是教会里面属灵上的一些领导者。
And they are also church mentors.
那接下来就是陈恒道长老跟徐东林长老。
Next was Elder Shi and Elder Chen.
他们两位都是专职传道组出身。
So we know that they are full-time preachers too.
那我是从许长老的手下接财务的工作。
So my predecessor was Elder Shi.
我们知道这个财务啊，对教会的发展也相当重要。
We also know that the progress of the church depend most also on the financial situation.
所以我们的长辈说啊，教会发展有三个很重要的因素。
We know that our predecessors has told us that there are three important points to consider when
第一个就是要有人力。
When we progress the church, and first is the effort.
所以不管是专职的或非专职的工作人员呐、啊，要 非常的充裕。
No matter you are a full-timer or a part-timer, you must know what you're doing.
那再来第二个就是神的力量。
Second is the power of God.
光靠人的力量没有办法成事，一定要靠神。
And it is unfruitful to depend solely on man's effort alone.
第三个就是务力。
And the third matter is the sense of duty.
因为我们要推动各样的圣工啊，
because we know in order to
财务的力量
progress any activities in the church, you must have a financial backing.
所以有的人说啊，钱财虽然非万能啊，但是没有钱啊，却万万不能。
So we know that financial matters is not a means to an end.
因为很多的事工啊，也是要有钱财才能够来推动。
Because we know that in order to run the church, we need money.
中国人不太喜欢讲钱。
We know that the Chinese, this topic is pretty sensitive.
认为说谈到钱财好像很俗气。
Because they get very, this is a very delicate issue among the Chinese.
那所以谈到钱的时候，都用其他的字眼啊，来修饰一下。
They try to find out, they try to use other forms of euphemism to cover this topic.
我们没有钱的时候，就说我手头不便，我手头很紧。
So when they're trying to say that they have no money in their pocket, it's like, I'm pretty tight right now. And my financial situation is the same.
每一个月你工作了以后就拿薪水，不想说拿钱。
So you say that I'm a solid worker.
在教会里面呢，有的人认为说啊，这个钱是不好的。
However, there are some people in the church who consider money as something not good.
尤其对工作赚钱呐、你努力赚钱，有时候人家就说啊，你贪财。
Because some people they'll frown upon you if you work hard in the office.
我有一次到南美洲去工作。
Once when I was in South America.
有一个弟兄就跟我讲。
A brother came up to me and said.
他说我们为着生活他开了一个店，说很忙。
Because of livelihood issues, he opened up a shop.
常常到教会听到讲道理，就说不要贪财怎么贪一直努力工作，工作到聚会时间都来不及。
So he said that he often hear the sermons from the pulpit to discourage members to love money and to overwork themselves.
他说，其实他们在生活上为着工作也是需要忙碌。
But he told me that it is because for a livelihood reason, that is why he was working so hard.
除了自己生活上的需要以外，
not only for your own livelihood.
有时候教会一些经费啦，要建堂啦，也需要奉献啦。
And sometimes when we are constructing churches, we also need financial resources.
所以有很多人就有点困扰，说到底钱财在教会里面到底是正面的还是负面的？
So there are some members who are torn between the how you look at money in the church.
因为我们常常谈到说钱财不好了，不要贪财了。
Because a lot of time money connotes a negative aspect, negative thoughts.
我看了一些资料从西方的一些对财务的一些思想。
I'd like to share with you some of the financial issues from the world perspective.
大概历史上对财务有四种不一样的看法。
Historically, there are many different aspects in terms of looking at the money.
第一种说钱财是肮脏的、可耻的，是罪恶之母。
Some said that money is the root of all evil and it is despicable.
所以他们否定钱财。所以赚钱有一种罪恶感。
So these people who are striving after money, they have this guilt in them.
所以他们认为说，这个钱财最后会带给人愁苦。
They believe that at the end of running after money is sorrow.
说我们人生还有更重要的追求的目标所以不要花太多时间去赚钱。
They feel that there's a higher aspiration beside earning more money.
那这个主要的代表者就是一个哲学家叫做柏拉图。
And this is the theory of Plato.
所以他认为钱财是罪恶的，会让人堕落的。
He believes that money is the root of all evil, and it will cause the downfall of man.
所以反对工商业说避免腐化。
So he despised all the industrial activity of the country.
那改教运动的马丁路德啊。
And we know the famous reformer Martin Luther.
他说这个钱财是神给神，他说钱财是最微小的人生最微小的东西。
He believes that money is just a small portion of humanity.
他说是神给人最微小的礼物。
And it is the smallest gift.
的恩赐，最小的恩赐。
And it is the smallest gift that God can give to humankind.
这个钱财没有办法跟人的健康啦、美丽来比。
And it does not, it can't contribute anything to your beauty or your health.
更不能够跟神的道理来比。
And it is uncomparable with the word of God.
所以马丁路德说啊，神给人最好的礼物就是属灵的恩赐。
And the best gift Martin Luther believed that God gave to humankind is the spiritual knowledge.
唯有给那些没有属灵恩赐的人啊，才给他们钱财。
Those people who does not possess spiritual gifts, then God will give them money.
所以他们认为说啊。贫穷啊，反而是神的恩赐。
So they believe that poverty is actually a gift from God.
所以从马丁路德的角度来看呢，你从事工商业啊，这是不受欢迎的。
So from Martin Luther's perspective, industrialists are frowned upon.
另外这个奥古斯丁啊，这也是一个古代的教父。
And next we have this old saint Augustine.
他说啊，这个圣经里面呢、啊。所谴责的是贪财，而不是钱财本身。
And Augustine came to a conclusion that what the Bible emphasizes is the love of money is the root of all evil, and not money is the root of evil.
所以他说，一个人虽然很贫穷啊，但是他如果说因为自己很贫穷，所以就去嫉妒一些富有的人。
He believes that if one person is poor and become envious or jealous of another person,
或者是做天天都做那个发财梦
，or he spent his time dreaming of become a millionaire.
其实他也是犯了贪婪的罪，虽然他很贫穷，但是他犯了贪婪的罪。
Then we know that this poor person has a sin of envy.
一个有钱的富有的人，但是他生活很平淡。
But if a rich person, yet he lives a simple life,
那他的财务能够跟人家分享，他应该受到祝福。
And he does many charitable works and help the unfortunate.
所以神不一定专听穷人的祷告。
He believes that God not only hears the prayers of the poor.
所以要紧的就是神所要的是人心灵上的贫穷。而不是你钱财的多寡。
But what God is pleased about is to have a poor in spirit.
因为奥古斯丁的这样的思想，所以带出了第二点，就渐渐的带出第二种的看法。
Because of this thought of Augustine, arose another second thought.
这个代表者就是在马丁路德之后啊，跟他后来重塑改教运动的加尔文。
So we know that after Martin Luther came Calvin.
因为他认为说啊，这个财富是神给勤劳者的报酬跟奖赏。
He believed that money is the result of a reward from God for their hard work.
所以加尔文本身啊，他接受商业文明的注度跟现状。
That is why Calvin accept all kinds of economic theories.
他肯定财务的价值。
He placed importance on the value of wealth.
他也认为说啊，这个财务可以分享的。
And he believes also that wealth can also be shared.
并且他同意说啊，你可以财务一直累积。
And you also can accumulate wealth.
甚至去投资啊，或者是赚取利息。
And you also can invest your wealth to gain the interest.
因为这个加尔文的财富。财富是神给人的礼物，这样的观念带给清教徒很大的影响。
So because of this thought, the church at that time were greatly prospered by flush of wealth.
我们知道清教徒他们对生活的要求很严谨。
So we know that the Calvinists they lead a very a strict lifestyle.
他们节制情欲，克制自己。
and they try to curb their spiritual desires and emotions.
但他们的生活啊, 相当勤俭,
and we also know that they also live a frugal and simple life.
所以他们的财富就不断地一直增加,
that is why these members, they are able to accumulate their wealth quite
quickly. 所以他们认为说啊, 财富增加, 可以荣耀神,
because they also believe that when you accumulate your wealth, this is a glory to God.
所以加尔文的这种财务的观念啊, 影响到以后的教会, 还有现代人。
This Calvinist thought influenced the progress of the church in latter days.
所以像我们现在有时候也会看到弟兄姊妹, 哦, 事业发达, 说, 啊, 感谢主啊, 神祝福你, 事业兴盛。
That is why we feel happy when some of our members are doing well.
啊, 有的人啊, 啊, 财务慢慢增加, 有的就说, 感谢主啊, 啊, 你有赚钱的恩赐。
So whenever we compliment a brother or sister that he or she has a gift of God to earn money when they're wealthy.
从他的观点来看啊, 财务赚钱啊, 并不是一种, 啊, 犯罪, 所以, 啊, 尽量赚钱, 没有罪恶感。
So we don't have to be guilty if we are wealthy or we have this capability to earn money.
所以他有三句话, 这个加尔文有三句话。
And this theory has comprised of three thoughts.
说尽你所能的去赚。
That you do the best as you can to earn the money.
啊,尽你所能的去节省。
And try your best to save some too.
啊,尽你所能的去给予, 这是他的三句话。
And then also try your best to give.
啊, 要尽最大的努力, 你能够有机会, 啊, 就去赚钱。
If you have, you are given this opportunity, you must try your best.
啊, 但是不要浪费掉, 要去节省下来。
But on the other hand, you must not waste.
啊, 你有了财富以后, 你要尽最大的努力去施舍给予。
And when you have these assets, you must try not only to save, but also to share and give.
啊, 这在一般的基督教里面啊, 这种的观念影响很大。
These three thoughts influence the state of the churches later on.
那另外还有两种思想啊, 一个就是有一个啊, 有一个学者叫做亚当史密斯啊。
There's another philosopher by the name of Adam Smith.
他有写了一本书叫做《国富论》哈, 就是啊, 私人财产增加了以后啊, 社会国家的财富会同时增加。
And he came up with this book called The National Wealth Index Theory. And what it says is if the wealth of an individual increases, then the wealth of the nation will also subsequently increase.
你就可以对社会提出更多的福利。
If an individual becomes wealthier, then he or she can contribute to the state of the nation.
所以因为它的影响啊, 本来用土地劳动力啊, 啊, 这样来赚钱的。
Before the people get the money from the land and from their own effort.
渐渐地可以用钱滚钱啊, 啊, 所以形成了资本主义社会。
So because of this thought that money, you need money to earn more money, this is the entrepreneurial society.
另外一种思想啊, 就是慢慢会变成共产主义的, 这是第四种的思想。
But of course, another thought, the fourth one, is the communist system.
他说这个财富不只是对个人啊, 而是对众人的一种报酬。
That this your individual wealth also affects the mass.
因为财富的增加不只是你个人的努力。
That your increase in wealth, it's not because of your own soul effort.
其实自然界跟整个社会啊, 提供我们一些条件。
It is because you are helped by the masses.
比如土地啦, 自然啦, 空气, 水分, 阳光, 这都不是我们自己的, 但这个对我们累积财富有帮助。
It is because you are using the land and the resources and the help from the masses in order to make you be where you are.
啊, 还有一个就是社会的条件, 因为社会越进步啊, 人就比较容易赚钱。
And of course, another aspect is the improvement in the social conditions.
所以他主张说啊, 一个人财富增加, 不只是神给个人的一种报酬, 而是给整体众人的一种报酬。
That the wealth of an individual also affected the wealth of the nation.
所以是共同努力的一种结果, 所以后来慢慢地形成共产主义就是这样来。
So this wealth is a collective result, so this arises, this thought of a capitalist, no, communist society.
如果我们从圣经里面来看,
From the biblical perspective, however,
在旧约圣经里面呢、啊，大概认为财富是神的赏赐。
That indeed money is a gift from God.
啊，比如说亚伯拉罕呢、啊，神让他富足。
For example, that Abraham was made rich by God.
老仆人在向拿班家啊说明他来的用意的时候
，When his old servant came to the house of Laban.
他说神赐福给亚伯拉罕。
That God has given to Abraham.
让他金银啊，还有牲畜骆驼很多啊，非常的富足。
So that his land and his flock increased.
所以神向来就祝福，大大祝福给亚伯拉罕，
so、that,
给他很多的财物。
So he said that God has blessed his master abundantly.
以撒能够富足也是一样。
And this is also the same with Isaac.
他本来遇到饥荒要到埃及去。
When he encountered famine, he thought of going to Egypt.
神叫他说留在基拉尔。
However, God instructed him to remain in Gerar.
结果他就在那里耕种。
Then he farmed. He started farming.
因为神赐福给他，他有百倍的收成，所以他就成了大富翁。
Because of God's blessing, his harvest became plentiful, and he became a very rich man.
雅各本来一个人孤单的离开家到舅舅家去。
We know that Jacob left home and went to live with his uncle.
他在半路上梦见天梯。
And then halfway through, he dreamt of a ladder.
他醒来的时候说啊，神跟我同在，我却不知道。
He said, "Oh, I didn't know that God was with me."
所以他就向神许愿了。
So he made a promise.
说神啊，你如果是给我衣服穿，是给我食物吃。
God, if you give me something to wear, and you'll not let me go hungry.
那我就要把所有的献上十分给你。
Then I will give you 1/10 of everything I have.
我要一生一世都要敬拜你。
And I will worship you all the days of my life.
结果在20年当中啊，神赐大福给他。
And over the period of 20 years, God indeed blessed him abundantly.
后来要回来的时候，牛羊牲畜啊，就三大群呐。
And we know that on his way back, he came with a big herd of flocks and herds.
所以这个不是光靠他住。自己的努力得来，而是神的赏赐。
So we know that this does not come from his own effort, but it is indeed God's blessings.
所以《生命记》里面说啊，得破财的力量是神给你的。
So in the book of Deuteronomy it says the power to gain wealth is from God.
箴言里面说啊，神让人富足，不加上忧虑。
And in the book of Proverbs also said that when God gives you wealth, He does not add worry to it.
所以财富的增加，这是神的赏赐。
The increase in your wealth is a blessing from God.
也是一个人得到神的祝福。
And also one aspect of God's blessings to you.
像耶伯啊，神给他很富足。
So we know that Job, he was also indeed greatly blessed by God.
虽然魔鬼试探说啊，因为你牵着篱笆，你给他太富有了，所以他才敬畏你。
When even the Satan accused God that because God put a hedge around Job, that is why he was so blessed.
他后来虽然财物都没有了受到试探，但是他还是一样敬畏神。
However, when God took away all his wealth and he gone through many trials and temptations, he still have a heart for God.
那当苦难过去了以后神给他加倍的祝福。
When his troubles was over, God gave him more wealth.
所罗门王也是一样。
And this also goes the same with Solomon.
他非常的富足啊，他因为求财，他没有求财，但是神也把财富给他。
He was very wealthy, even though he asked for wisdom, but yet God added onto the wisdom wealth.
所以在旧约圣经里面呢，大概都认为这个富足的丰富，这是神的赏赐。
In the Old Testament, we understand that abundance of wealth is a blessing.
那到了新约圣经啊，因为比较强调属灵的福气。
But when we come to New Testament, because it emphasizes more on the spiritual aspect.
所以有时候从财务上来讲，有时候讲正面，有时候很多都是讲负面的。
Things pertaining to financial things is always on the negative side.
八福里面一开始就讲贫穷人有福气了。
Because you know, in the Beatitudes, it starts off those who are poor in spirit, they will be blessed.
因为神要让人在让贫穷人能够在信上能够得到富足。
Because God wants us to be rich in our spirit.
所以新约圣经里面比较强调要先求神的国、神的义，
So our Lord Jesus also encouraged us to always seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
并且很多的地方都警戒啊，不要贪财。
And the Bible also tells us to not be greedy.
好像马太福音里面说，那个种子有的撒在荆棘里面的。
And for example, we know of a parable of the seeds that were sown on the thorny ground.
啊，因为被今生的疏离、钱财的迷惑啊，把它阻住，所以就没有办法发芽成长。
The thorns represent the trouble and the worries of the earth that will choke your heart.
啊，有一个财主来见主耶稣说，我怎样才能够得永生？
And a rich young ruler once came to Jesus and said, "How do I gain eternal life?"
主耶稣先跟他讲说，你要守诫命。他说，诫命我从小就守了。
And Jesus said, "You must keep the commandment of God." And he replied, "I have already done all that."
主耶稣说，你要做完全人啊，变卖你所有的。捉济穷人，然后来跟从我。
And then our Lord Jesus replied, "Then you must to be more perfect, man. You must sell all you have, what you have, and give it to the poor."
后来这个财主就忧忧愁愁就离开了。
But then on hearing this, the rich young ruler went away sorrowful.
主耶稣就说啊，财主要进神的国啊，何等的难呐！
So that is why Jesus said, "It is very difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
啊，当然还有很多啊。比如说一个无知的财主主为自己积财哈，还有那个说谎的财主天天说谎厌乐。
So we also can know of other examples of a foolish rich person who try to accumulate their wealth.
很多的负面的例子了哈。
And these are some of the negative examples as related to money.
因为在马太福音第六章里面说啊，一个人不能够服侍两个主，想要拜神又拜马门。
Because we know that in the book of Matthew chapter 6, although Jesus said, man will cannot worship two masters, God or mammon.
贪财是万恶之根, huh?
That the love of money is the root of evil.
不过我们从圣经里面看到这个钱财有它正面的价值了。
Of course, right now, we're going to try to see the positive aspect of wealth.
可以安定生活,可以帮助圣工,可以行善事。
How it can allow you to lead a peaceful life, to be able to do a lot of sacred work.
但是钱财有时候对信仰上也有一些负面上的影响。
Of course, our wealth may also negatively impact our spiritual life.
那所以我们怎样让这个钱财啊，能够发挥它正面的价值，啊，能够防止负面的一些效应？
So how do we strike a balance to use the best of our wealth to the good for God?
所以我们在这里有讲到一些理财的要领。
So there is some words of wisdom with regard to how we handle our wealth.
我们看箴言的第十章。
Please turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10.
第二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
箴言第十章的第二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
不义之财毫无益处。唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。
Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death.
所以我们要得到财富，就是要取之有道，按正道而行。
So in order to gain wealth, we must do it by way of righteousness and goodness.
因为不按照正道所得到的财富啊，最后会消耗掉。
Because if you are not honest, then one day it will come to nothing.
啊，现在很多人啊，都急速求财啊，用各样投机的方法。
Because we know that we are living in a materialistic society, and people find their various ways to get this wealth.
希望能够在短时间啊，不及暴利啊，啊，这是不正确的一种方法。
They try to be instant millionaires by devising dishonest gains.
所以我们要知道说啊，赏赐在神。
Because we know that all things come from God.
因为神可以让人贫穷，可以让人富足。
God has the power to make you rich or poor.
可以让人卑贱，可以让人尊贵。
And God can make you ignoble or noble.
我们刚刚谈过说，得货财的力量啊，还有这个机会啊，都是神给的。
We know that this opportunity and this gain for wealth all comes from God.
所以箴言里面说，不要光靠自己的聪明才智，要晓得依靠神，神就会。指引我们的道路。
And the book of Proverbs also said that we have to put all our trust in the Lord, and He shall direct our path.
现在有很多年轻人说啊，我年轻的时候啊，就先赚点钱，等到年纪大了以后啊，我才来发起热心。
Some young people in our church believe that when they are young, this is a good opportunity for them to accumulate the most wealth, and then when they are old, then they will serve God.
或者有的人认为说啊，我反正我就多赚点钱来奉献。
And then another person have a reason that I'm going to earn money in order to give to the church.
教会的圣工啊，有其他人去做就好了。
And then I will just leave the doing of the work to others.
但圣经里面不是叫我们先赚钱再说了。
But this is non-biblical.
而是说要先求神国神义。
But yet the Bible teaches we have to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
然后我们的生活上的需要，神会赏赐。
And all the other things God will be.Will give us.
所以你如果没有把神国神力放在前面，你就一直赚钱啊，然后说我要赚钱了以后，其他属灵的事情摆在后面，这样是不正确的。
If we put the pursuing of God's kingdom and righteousness before everything else, then this is not very good.
圣经里面叫我们要殷勤做正监事。
Here the Bible tells us that we must do everything in truth.
所以在以弗所书里面说，有的人以前偷窃的，现在不要再偷了，要做正经事。
So in the book of Ephesians, it encourages to be a true and honest person. If you used to steal, then stop stealing.
自己有余，还可以去帮助别人。
And if you have the excess wealth, you can always help others.
所以圣经里面对一个人呐、懒惰不工作的圣经里面不希望我们这样。
And the Bible also discourages all of us to be a sloth.
从亚当夏娃被造在伊甸园呐，他们就要修理看守。
Because we know that ever since when the Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, they were caretakers of the place.
所以要有正当的工作，这是需要的。
It is important for everyone to have a specific responsibility in their life.
箴言里面说啊，诸般的勤劳都有益处。
In the book of Proverbs also said that a hard-working person bring many benefits to him.
所以我记得杨长老曾经讲过。
And I remember Elder Yang said this before.
他说小户靠勤俭。
That a small house will depend on the...
小小的富翁呢。
A little millionaire will depend on a small well.
因为你努力工作慢慢累积就会慢慢增加。
Because this person, he put his own effort and he started small.
大户就要靠机会。
And of course, if you want to be a millionaire, you have to depend on opportunity.
所以圣经里面叫我们要勤劳，而且要节俭。
The Bible also encourages to not only be hardworking, but also to be frugal.
因为勤劳积蓄就慢慢的就增加。
Because if you are a hard worker, then you can accumulate your wealth.
但是殷勤做，而且要做正经的事业。
The Bible also encourages not to have any dishonest gains.
有一个药房的连锁店的一个老板，这是一个白人哈。
There is a store manager.
因为他一个经理把一些杂志《花花公主》放在他的书架上面。
他的什么？It's a boss, and this the store manager placed the magazine racks.
他发现了以后说，这谁把它放在上面的
？And then so when his boss came around and said, "Who placed all these magazines on this rack?"
他的经理跟他讲说这些杂志可以很好卖，赚很多钱。
And then this manager told him that because these magazines are very saleable.
那这个老板是一个虔诚的基督徒。
This boss is a very pious, a good Christian.
然后你通通把我收掉，我不要赚这种钱。
And then he said, because those magazines are not good pornography, so he asked them to remove.
他说我宁可少赚一点钱但是这种不正当的钱我不要。
He says even though those pornographic magazines is easy money, but he does not want to have any dishonest gains.
所以我们在基督徒在做事业要做正经事业。
So for Christians, when we have a business, make sure that our business is
working in a good way.
That is, all our business is based on the truth.
还要合法。
And it's legal.
我们不做那个不合法的事情。
Let us not involve ourselves in illegal transactions.
但是虽然有些事业是合法，但是不合道理，我们也不做。
Some business, they may be legal, but they are not biblically based.
我们有一个弟兄啊，他有朋友 要他做卖那个录影带。
Once there is a brother whose friend asked him to sell some videotapes for him.
因为那个利润也相当高。
And we know that the return is very high.
那里面有很多啊，都是啊不合道理的一些色情的啦，暴力的一些东西。
Because the contents of the video is very profane.
虽然利润很高啊，但是这个不合道理。
But because even though the return is high, but it's not based on the truth, so he declined.
另外说要谨慎投资了。
Here it says that we must invest with caution.
好，我们要量力而为。
We gotta weigh the balances.
尤其生活上必须的东西哈。
The needs of our life.
我们不要说把生活上需要的一些钱拿去投资。
Do not use the needs of our life and invest them.
我们要做投资啊，应当量力而为。
When we want to invest something, let us try to make a calculated estimate.
生活上必须用的钱呐、最好存在比较安全的地方，或像银行呢、虽然利息不多啊，但是你容易要用的话就有。
Make sure we invest the money that we need for our livelihood in a safer vehicle.
你要投资的话，就是有余钱的时候再投资。我们这个讲个人哈。
And you only invest the high-risk investment products with the excess money.
我们曾经看过说，有的人把退休金就拿去投资结果整个都亏掉了，后来晚年的生活都没有着落。
We know that some people even invest their retirement funds in the high-risk investment products, and then they end up with nothing in their old age.
所以要做投资要非常的谨慎。
So we must proceed with caution and prudence in terms of our investment strategy.
所以有人建议说你要做投资的话，你要三分之一投在放在比较安全的，像银行；三分之一去做房地产三分之一去做其他的投资，这样。
So some people said that this is a wise advice is to put one third of your savings in the more stable, like in bank, and one third in properties, and one third.
往往利润比较大的地方风险也比较大。
But because we know that those products that give us higher returns also carry a higher risk.
另外我们谈第二个就是 节约储蓄。
And the second is with regard to
节约储蓄。
Term savings.
我刚刚去纽西兰。
Term savings. I was in New Zealand a few weeks back.
有一个弟兄带我们去，星期二带我们去吃饭。
And a brother brought us to a restaurant.
我想说，奇怪，那么大的一个餐馆，怎么都没有什么人。
But when I came to the restaurant, even though it's such a big restaurant, but it's almost empty.
那个弟兄就说，大概星期二、星期三他们钱都花光了。
Because this brother told me, by the time Tuesday and Wednesday come, most people have already run out of money.
因为他们是拿租金。
Because we know that they have this salary.
星期四发薪水。
They receive salary on Thursday.
所以那一天餐厅一定客满。
So we know that a few days before Thursday, the restaurants will be empty.
等到慢慢用完了以后，再等下一次发薪水这样。
And then once they have used up all the money, then they will wait for their payday.
所以有的人没有这种储蓄的习惯
Some people have no habit of saving.
其实圣经里面叫我们要学习储蓄。
But the Bible tells us that this is something that we must learn.
说蚂蚁虽然是很软弱的小动物
That even though an ant may look very vulnerable and weak.
但是它知道在夏天的时候又就要把粮食积起来。
But they have the wisdom to collect during the summer.
等到冬天的时候就有食物可以吃。So